वनडेट कैरेट के ई आर 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 सी के वन एड टी आर ई एन ई डी टी टी मिलेश सी 3224512713 डॉक्टर प्लीज एड्रेस इज लेटर प्लीज सेंड अ कॉपी ऑफ डिटेशन टू डॉक्टर एम ए क्लान मिसेस कैरेट इज अ 32-year-old एच आई वी पॉजिटिव फीमेल हु इज अकंपनीड टुडे बाय हर who is accompanied with her mother because she was apparently in Shan's hospital and then was transferred to Health South and has recently gone home. In December, patient started having some personality changes, urinary incontinence. She was in Monroe region for 12 days, had multiple workups done and that was found. And this included infectious workups. However, a brain biopsy was not done. The patient left out against medical advice and then went to Shan's hospital where, again, multiple tests were done. And finally, a brain biopsy was done by neurosurgery there, which showed aggressive large B-cell lymphoma. Epstein-Barr RNA inside to hybridization was negative. JC virus stain was negative. Patient received radiation therapy for 10 days and was felt to be not a chemotherapy candidate due to her obesity. This is according to patient's mother period. Currently patient is fairly weak and according to the mother it is hard to take care of her. She is also having symptoms of upper respiratory tract infection and cough, no fevers, chills. She apparently went to the emergency room last night because of coughing. According to the mother, she is fairly stubborn. Currently, her urinary incontinence is better. She has any seizure activity, headaches, visual complaints, numbness, tingling, or fancy. As far as her first medical history, she had HIV in 2001. She goes to Citrus Health Department and she has genital warts and recently diagnosed aggressive large lymphoma of the brain. Transposed radiation therapy with minimal weakness of the left side. It is to be noted, patient had a PET tube which she pulled out just a couple of days ago. According to the mother, it was a little infected and she was given antibiotics a week ago as well. Period. Bypass surgery, C-section in 2005, warts removed from the vaginal area when she was 14 years old. Present medications, fluoxetine, Keletra, Virimune, and Vireid. VIREAD. Family history, patient does not know the father, mother in good health. Patient is divorced, has one child who is 8 years old. Social history, smoker one pack per day for 10 years, sex 6 years ago. Denies any alcohol, physical amylase, and the obese white female with moon like feces. In our studio, 12 blood pressure is 120 of 86, pulse 90, temperature 98.4, weight 376, respiration is 20. HNT exam, mouth of Hassan Marple, pupils equal to right light and accommodation, no lymphedema, no peripheral lymphonopathy, palpable cervical, supraclavicular, actually the lungs are clear, cardiovascular, some of them are remarkable. Breast, no masses, abdomen is massively obese, no head soft, non-tender, no parasympathetic extremities, good pedal pulses, lymphedema, CNS exam, patient has poor memory recall, but she's alert and oriented, times 3. No focal neurological deficits. No ataxia, no nystagmus impression. Aggressive large B-cell lymphoma of the brain. Transposed radiation therapy. Number 2, HIV positive disease. Number 3, recent PET tube removal. Number 4, upper respiratory tract infection. Rule out aspiration. Bag of plants, long discussion. And 50% of the time spent in face-to-face consultation with the patient and the mother period. They understand that the prognosis is very poor, her life expectancy is limited. They'll get an MRI of the brain, a video fluoroscopy study since she just had the PET tube taken out and is having cough to evaluate for any aspiration. Also get a neurology evaluation, a PET scan. Patient is not a good candidate for chemotherapy because of extreme obesity. Immune suppression, her non-compliance issues. We'll see her back after the above. Overall prognosis is poor and application copy Dr. Amy Klan, 12713.